Elissa Walker-Campbell, I want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we are inside the Quicken Loans Studios here in Houston. It is time now. We're going to shift gears. We're going to listen to America's premier sports psychologist and the teacher that teaches today's top professionals. Dr. Bob Rotella has been on our show in the past, and it's a true pleasure to have him back with us tonight at YSR. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening. Big E.
Congratulations on your latest release and the new book that is out. It is titled How Champions Think in Sports and in Life. And I know we've highlighted your books in the past. In fact, you've produced 8 other ones. How is this one different?
Well, the others have been primarily about golf, and this is more about all sports and life and business and how you can apply these principles in your daily life or at work.
It is. Dr. Bob Rotella with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And, you know, as you have talked about throughout your book, I mean, you've advised truly some of the biggest and the best and the brightest in sports how to flourish under pressure and how to overcome challenges. What were some of the performance principles that you share, that how to deal with competitive situations?
I'd say number one is you got to have some big ideas and big dreams in your head. And I think too many people have bought in the idea of setting 50-50 goals that they call realistic. And, you know, all my teaching is, hey, we create our own reality. Mm-hmm. And so you better really think about what you're going to chase and what you're going after, because, you know, you are what you think about yourself and you become what you think about yourself. So I want people to really have big ideas and big dreams. And then understand it takes a lot of confidence and a lot of day-to-day commitment, and you're going to have a lot of struggles and disappointments that you have to get through, and you have to stay up while you're going through them. I'd say number two would be you really have to be an optimist. You have to have this feeling that things are going to turn out really, really good for you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talk a lot about you creating your own destiny. I mean, that you have to create this feeling that you're destined to do something incredibly wonderful with your life. In a world where most people tend to feel like, good stuff like that just doesn't happen to people like me. Mm-hmm. And so you have to feel special at least when you're doing your work. Now, I'm always telling my players, I mean, I want you to feel like you own the world when you step on the field or court or do your thing. But when you go home to your family and friends, I want them to remember that just because they're great in their career, it doesn't mean they're bigger than life, better than life, or more important than anyone else in life. I think that's a healthy perspective that we're trying to get everyone to buy into. That's a big piece of the puzzle. And, you know, a lot of people, when you start talking about confidence, I mean, immediately start talking about, well, you know, I don't want to get too confident. And I will say, well, what would that be? They go, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. When it's time to perform, I don't know what overconfidence is. I mean, I think it's pretty much illogical and impossible and non-existent. When you're full of yourself, you turn it loose and you just let it go. And you go unconscious and you go off instinct and you totally trust yourself. And when you don't trust yourself, or some people will try to, you know, say to me, well, I kind of trusted myself. Oh, well, then you probably didn't. You know, I don't think there's any kind of trust. You either do or you don't. And, you know, at the highest levels, I mean, like, you know, you look at these basketball playoffs right now, if you just took the Bulls and the Cavaliers, because I spent some time with LeBron, I spent some time with Derrick Rose, you go, well, there's, you know, two great teams and two great players with really big ideas and big dreams, and someone's going to win and someone's going to lose. So you got to be able to deal with the hurt or the disappointment or the discouragement. They've both made game-winning shots the last two games. But they're great because they had the courage to take the shots.
Hey, America's premier sports psychologist, Dr. Bob Rotella, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. Love for you to join us online and join into the conversation at Twitter, at eRadioSports. We are shining the spotlight on Dr. Bob's new book that he has just released. It is a compelling read, How Champions Think in Sports and in Life. And let's hit the hardwood. I mean, you were just highlighting, talking about LeBron James, Derrick Rose. Yeah, they've hit these game winners. And I know in the past, you have worked with winners of 84 major golf championships on the men, the women, the senior tour. But tell us, what was that experience like working with LeBron James? We know he's got the physical tools, the skill set on the court, but what about his mental approach to the game?
Well, I think you certainly impressed with his physical presence, but what was most impressive about him is, you know, he'll look you in the face and say, I want to be the greatest player ever, and I've got to become a better three-point shooter, I got to become a better free-throw shooter, I have to become a better leader. I mean, that's what's impressive, that he's willing to take a look inside and be honest about what he needs to get better at, and then put a plan together and go live the plan. And, you know, I think he continues to evolve, and he keeps getting better and better at it. But, you know, it's an attitude. It's, you know what, it's a lot like you having a radio show called The Big E.
Yeah.
I mean, now that's an attitude, you know?
A little bit of moxie.
Elvin Hayes probably sits at home and goes, gosh, love that woman. You
know? Hopefully he does tune in to us right here at YSL.
Imagine he'd listen. Why wouldn't he listen to you? But I mean, but there is an attitude, and there has to be a feeling about yourself, and I think he has a lot of that, and yet he's very down to earth. I mean, he's got a nice family. He's great with his kids. I mean, he's got his life squared away. He gets away with his teammates. He's coachable. You know, he's really, I mean, even his organization that he put together with his high school basketball teammates, I mean, yeah, so he's been a guy who's had big ideas and big dreams for a long time in a lot of different parts of his life, and is very admirable. He's a very bright guy.
America's premier sports psychologist, Dr. Bob Rotella, is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio. We are shining the spotlight on his brand new book, How Champions Think in Sports and in Life. We got to step aside for a quick commercial break. We will be right back and rejoin with Dr. Bob Rotella. Stay close.